Check it out. I found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Nourishing Radio.
Mm. So watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
You are, in fact, tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. This program is called Muzak for the Observant, and in a few minutes, we're going to have a guest on air, Tim Clapp, a.k.a. Tim the Mute, who is the man behind the local record label Kingfisher Blues. We'll be by the studio to play a couple tunes and have a chat about his label's Christmas exhibition this Friday at the Railway Club. Till he gets here in a couple minutes, we've got one from Jody Glenham, who played here at the station last night. If you missed that, you can check it out on our website on the special broadcast page. She and her band, The Dreamers, played a very nice, mellow studio set for us yesterday evening. And we've got her most recent release on Kingfisher Blues, which is a single, RSVP, and the B-side of that is called Ill Wind. And that's a song we're going to hear right now to kick things off here on CITR 101.9 FM, Muzak for the Observant.
When you walked in tall, did you know that you were tied to me? You bet. Thank you.
Jody Glenham here on Music for the Observant, CITR 101.9 FM. And she is on that single, B-side, called Ill Wind, is on a 7-inch put out by Kingfisher Blues, local record label. And we are joined right now in studio by the mastermind behind Kingfisher Blues, Tim Clapp. How are you doing?
Hello, Andy. How are you doing today? I'm feeling very, very well. I'm just, you posted, tune in to CITR at 2 p.m. Tim the Mute will be playing some tunes, chat about the KFB Christmas party. I'm trying to figure out how to share it on my wall
here. I've actually had troubles with that. I was just trying to share something the other day, and I was like completely baffled on how it worked. It was very confusing. But yes, that's virtually what's going to happen.
Yeah,
we'll see what else happens in between. But kicking things off, yes, there is an event on Friday.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's at the railway in Vancouver. And we're going to be having like 8 bands playing. And it's my 8th annual Christmas show. So I've been doing them since 2007 or something. Yeah.
Always a raging success.
Yeah. I mean, I'm 28 now, so I've been doing it, I guess, since I was like 20.
Yeah.
Or 19.
How about that?
20. Yeah.
And it's just exploding now. Kingfisher Blues. How has that been going? And what are the newest releases that we've had on the label? We played the Jody Glenham track, but that was from back in June or July, I think. Have there been some...
I've been doing this, like, the singles club. I've been doing, like, a record every month for the last year. Although they are dragging a bit behind now, as singles clubs tend to do. But I've done some really cool stuff on that. I'm just looking it up on my phone here. what have I done? The singles club so far, we've had Parcel Post, who are really cool. Indie pop band, The School, The Yearning, White Reaper, Pillar Point, Echo Lake, Gentle Friendly. I'm about to unleash a new one from the Selector Dub Narcotic. It's Calvin Johnson's band. There's a couple more coming up soon. Mammoth Penguins from Sheffield. And what else? Supposed to be getting something from Grayson Gilmore from New Zealand.
Interesting. Okay. The international.
International
stretch of King
Very
Fisher
exciting.
Blues. Great. And who, what's the lineup look like for Friday night? And then Jody, who was here last night, who we just played, you will be playing. And who else do we have?
Besides myself and Jody, we've got Village doing their sort of annual show. They almost never play anymore, but they've played, I think, 7 or 8 of the Christmas shows. You know, they can't miss it. Imaginary Pants is playing. That's Rose Melberg and her fiancé, John. Grease Thieves, they're really cool, members of the Flagpolers. It's sort of like a punk rock band. Mesa Luna, Love Cuts, who are really cool.
Great.
Members of Knife Pleats.
Yeah, well, that goes the other way, I guess.
Knife Pleats came out after. Yeah. So Love Cuts, you know. They're really good, though. Looking forward to seeing all these bands again.
Great. Cool. So you've also got some songs lined up that you're going to play here for us today.
Oh, yeah. I released an album this year. It's pretty exciting. My first album, debut LP, Why Live by Tim the Mute.
Great. On?
On Kingfisher Blues. And I'm going to be, sort of playing a couple of tunes. Don't know what I'll play yet. Maybe something off the album. Or I'm actually recording my next album right now. So
the basement sessions.
Yeah, the basement tapes.
Great. We are going to hear a track before that, and then we'll jump into it. There's a Christmas song that you just released. Do you want to chat about this?
This is great. Ball Boy are a really fantastic band from Edinburgh in the UK, in Scotland. And I bought their record from a Liquidation World or something, or the Bargain Shop, some sort of store like that, when I was a wee lad. And it was like the first time I ever heard someone like really singing in a Scottish accent on a record. And I've been completely enamored with it ever since. They have a great tune called I Hate Scotland. And it's just super fantastic. I felt like I had my life changed in an instant. So they did this Christmas record, like a mini, like an EP last year, only as a download. And this is the first time I've done like a Christmas record for someone who's not playing at the Christmas show. Mm-hmm. But it's very, very difficult to get local bands to record a Christmas song in June or July, which is when you need to start planning these things, right? So I've started working with with bands who already have like a Christmas song or something like that. So I wrote to Gordon from Ballboy and I said, hey man, I love your band. I'd love to do this as a Christmas single. All the money goes to charity. And he just said, sounds great. Cool. You know, go for it.
Great.
So I'm really happy with it. The song's called Merry Christmas to the Drunks, Merry Christmas to the Lovers.
All right. You're listening to Music for the Observant on CHR 101.9, joined live in studio by Tim Clapp, who will shortly be Tim the Mute once we get to the other side.
I'll put on my Tim the Mute hat.
Closing time for the bars. People float through the streets as the snow falls. Neon lights in the cold air. Crowds wait on corners for taxis that don't appear. I am here with you tonight. Hold my hand, take me home for Christmas. Lay me down neath the tree. Arrange all the presents around my feet. Lay me down neath the tree. See if I'm sober by morning when you appear. I am here with you tonight. There's a change in the air. There's a frost in the ground. Let the new snow fall down and cover our tracks. The mistakes of the past, the mistakes of the past can lie buried for Christmas. And I am here with you tonight. Hold my hand, take me home for Christmas. Merry Christmas to the drunks, Merry Christmas to the lovers, Merry Christmas to us. I'm here with you tonight. Hold my hand, take me home for Christmas. Merry Christmas to the drunks, Merry Christmas to the lovers, Merry Christmas to the drunken lovers. Merry Christmas to the drunks, Merry Christmas to the drunken lovers, Merry Christmas to us. And I am here with you tonight. Take my hand for Christmas.
you like friends. Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends downtown, like 10% off at Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Studio Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, The Fall Tattooing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
One, two, three, four.
The 30th Annual Blues for Christmas Concert, bringing together the best of Vancouver's blues community, will be held on Sunday, December 20th at 7:30 at the Commodore Ballroom. This year's lineup features Jim Burns, David Gogo, Johnny Ferreira and the Swing Machine, Steve Kozak's West Coast All-Stars, the Bobcats, Brainchild, and more. Show proceeds go to the Drew Burns Commodore Musicians Fund, providing funding for musicians in need and those pursuing future music studies. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.ca.
All right. What's up, Andy? This is a tune off my single Doctor Who cosplay. It's called Doctor Who Cosplay. I bought the Doctor Who IRL RPG. No one I know in real life will play it with me. My roommate just thinks that I'm getting weirder. First it was trains and now it looks like cosplay. Hey Ryan, it's not like that, man. But if you woke up on Monday looking like this, you'd wanna be somebody else by the weekend. You'd wanna be a different person completely, and a Time Lord from Gallifrey seems much more appealing. I bought the Doctor Who IRL RPG. No one I know in real life will play with me. I spent the first 3 months on an elaborate costume, and Ryan showed up just wearing a scarf. Hey Ryan, that's not how it works, man. But if you woke up on Monday looking like this, you'd wanna be somebody else by the weekend. You'd wanna be a different person, believe me. And a Time Lord from Gallifrey seems much more appealing, appealing.
All right, great. How do you feel about that?
I think it went well.
Great.
We got the unplugged electric guitar here in the studio.
I think it's sounding good. It's sounding down to earth.
You know, I'm a down to earth guy. What can I say?
All right. And you said that was a single early in the year. Is that also on the record?
No, it's not on the record. Okay. I released an acoustic version of it for a 7-inch, but then we play it live as a full rock tune. So I feel like maybe I should put it on a record one day, you know?
Yeah. On the way. Anything you want to share with people about Doctor Who, why they should watch it, why they should care?
I love Doctor Who. It's been on for 50 years now. It's pretty cool. It's like a British institution, you know?
Yeah.
And there's one thing British people really like is institutions, you know? tradition, they love it. It's a really interesting show because the main character always changes. He's the same dude, but in different bodies. It keeps it fresh.
Yeah.
And it's an exciting show to watch. You ever watch it?
No, that's partly why I'm asking, because I have friends who are so into it, and it seems like it's an endeavor to delve into it, because then you're getting into this world that you're not sure if you want to dive into or not.
Yeah, because it's one of those things
it's a commitment. It's a bit of a cult thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can start at like 2005 with the reboot of it. So you're only watching, still quite a lot of TV, but you know, you only watch like 100 something episodes.
Certain times of the year that works. Yeah, you know, just to go through that.
The first 300 episodes of Doctor Who, you know, some people could give or take them. You know,
yeah, okay.
I think, you know, they are important, but you know, the Doctor Who that a lot of people have fallen in love with are the new hunkier doctors.
Okay. Great. So you mentioned British people liking their institutions such as Christmas. So
absolutely, they love it.
So, Christmas party happening on Friday, Kingfisher Blues.
Tomorrow.
Oof. Oh, that is tomorrow.
It is tomorrow. Okay. Crazy.
How about that? At the Railway Club.
At the Railway.
We'll give you a brief break here, but we've got a Strength of Materials record. I'm going to play a track from
it's
here.
It's a good one.
I'm going to play the B-side.
Nice.
And do you want to say anything about the B-side?
The B-side is great. This is the B-side of Strength of Materials, which is a string quartet led by Ford Peer. Y'all might know Ford because he's played in lots of bands and stuff. He works at Red Cat. He's a cool dude. The A-side is called The Promised Year. And this is the B-side. It's called The Wrong Road. It's a cover of a Go-Betweens tune. And it's really nice.
It's something. Okay. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Music for the Observant. We will be back with more from Tim.
I took the wrong road round, room in a lighthouse near the park, the ghosts in the next room. Here you cough, time drags on Sunday, spent in Mayfair with all your riches. Why aren't you there? And the wind acts like a magnet and pulls the leaves from the trees, and the town's lost its breath. I took the wrong road round. Handsome is good, pretty is better. What was that phrase? Race under pressure. Blind by the light bulb, blood to the bank. Lost all your letters when the ship sank. In the disjointed breaking light and the soft blue approach of the water makes a sound that you won't forget. I took the wrong road round. Lucky at cards, that's an old lie. Lucky in love, that's how life ends. While the turncoats turned around when they heard the sound of the bell, dropped their coins into the well. I took the wrong road round. Started out Oliver, ended up Fagin. Don't you worry, it's my problem. What's my name? What's my number? I'm the lonely one. It's just at the end of the day, when the light makes its slow move away, that I know that all I can say. friends are. They'll steal your shadow when your back's turned. Bouquets of flowers, lessons over. When the rain hit the roof with the sound of a finished kiss, like a lip lifting from a lip, I took the wrong road round. I took the wrong road round. Feeling rough when I wake up, I wanna sleep while you throw up. I can't make you happy. Word gets around the seaside town, throw me in, I wanna drown. I can't make you happy. Trying to find the words to free my mind, seems there's no way out but dying. I can't make you happy. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I can't make you. Ooh, 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 ooh. I can't make you. A little kiss, a lot of this, things that I am gonna miss. I can't make you happy. I said I'd come to terms with you, I didn't know it wasn't true. I can't make you happy. Trying to find the words to ease my mind, seems there's no way out but time. I can't make you happy. Ooh, 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 ooh. I can't make you. Ooh, 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 ooh. I can't make you.
Great. Tim the Mute here on Music for the Observant, CITR 101.9. We will be back with Tim after these brief messages.
For over 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
pick up your free copy of Discorder today or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From Parts Unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
I always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, Muzak for the Observant, live in studio with Tim Clapp or Tim the Mute. How would you like to be, if someone meets you on the street, how would you like them to address you?
Oh, it doesn't matter to me. Tim Tim is, I mean, I sort of like went by Tim the Mute from a young age. You know, I was probably about 14 when I did my first record as Tim the Mute. But I don't know, you know, I think I sort of wanted to have a cool like rock name, you know. Yeah. What I mean? And I was really into hardcore Logo.
Okay.
At the time.
Okay.
With the guys called Joe Dick or something. Mm-hmm. And then Billy Talent, and I can't remember what things the like bass player is called, like the Ox or something.
Yeah.
Or the,
it's kind of like wrestling names. Name. Wrestling names as well. Like,
yeah.
Getting a persona or something.
I thought nice to, you know, Tim the Mute's an easy one because people can just say Tim, but I don't mind being called Tim the Mute. People, it's nice that people would even bother to say hi, right. You know.
Okay. Great. So before those brief messages, made a tune from you, and what was that?
Well, it's called I Can't Make You Happy, and that's a tune that's going on my next album, which I just recorded. I recorded that song along with like four others over the weekend at The Shed with Malcolm
at
from
Toledo.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
So, yeah, we recorded that tune and a few other ones. And yeah, it's going on my next record. Probably should be out this summer or something like that.
Great. And assuming that would be out on?
On Kingfisher Blues.
All right. Christmas party again.
Christmas party is tomorrow. Don't forget.
Lots of bands, lots of local bands.
It's only $10. You can see 8 bands and you get a free record.
Local DJing.
Oh, yeah. DJ Santa is going to be in the house. DJ Mrs. Claus. That's going to be my friends Ryan Dick of Hockey Dad Records and Chavi Alvarez, who's such a wonderful, sweet person, but doesn't have a record label. Come on, Chavi.
Yeah. Everybody's doing it. Hockey Dad, Kingfisher Blues. One might call them homegrown labels.
Homegrown labels,
one,
yeah.
One might.
I was just saying to you during the break, yeah, Discorder has a section called Homegrown Labels. Yeah, it's been out for 13, 14 months now. It's been out for over a year. And every month they highlight a different local label. And I was just thinking, I can't believe I haven't been asked yet. I'm shocked. You know, I put out
on like eight Christmas parties.
I put on
now.
Eight Christmas parties. 8 years I've been doing this. I got like 93 releases out on vinyl or something now.
Maybe that's it. Maybe you're more than homegrown.
Maybe, yeah. You know.
I mean, we've heard some music from Scotland, and yeah.
I wouldn't call it success though. I'm hoping to be asked one day.
Yeah,
you
one
know,
day. We'll
I feel like I'm being picked like dead last for a softball team.
We'll make it work.
You can pull some
strings. Prove everybody wrong.
You know anyone?
Maybe, yes.
Yeah, maybe. Well, you might be able to hook it up for me.
Great. Okay. We got another song?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I'll play another one off the new record, you know.
So these are, I'm assuming, public debuts.
Public debuts. Never played before for anyone. Never even played a show or anything, yeah.
Right.
Maybe I'll play one tomorrow. Might play this one tomorrow. Walked around for the first time, remembering the worst times. Put my arms in your cardigan, wishing we could start again. Made a meal for myself now, must not give up. The sound of my chewing is a gun being caught. Made a deal with myself now, not to give up. The sound of my chewing is a noose being strung up. Walked around for the first time, saw the city in the worst light. Sitting over a hillside, talked to you on the phone all night. Made a meal for myself now, must not give up. The sound of my chewing is a gun being cocked. Made a deal with myself now, not to give up. The sound of my chewing is a noose being strung up.
Great. Tim the Mute here on Muzak for the Observant, CITR 101.9. We're going to hear some more Kingfisher Blues artists. This is No Ditching from a recently released EP.
It's nearly brand new.
Nearly brand new? Great. All right. This song is called Cuddles.
It's a beggar and says hollow and it's waiting for me. I want you, but I'll take the opportunity to contemplate the state of this town with you. It can't be perfect, there must be a bad egg or two. He's sick of being hassled over little things and never getting credit for the fun he brings. And he got what he deserved at the lake that day. At his best, he was a nuisance anyway. But you know, he's still everybody's favorite asshole.
and we can just continue that conversation. Star Wars.
Star Wars
is happening tomorrow. It is, I mean.
Well, I'm going to the one of the showings tonight. I think they're allowed to play it as long as it's tomorrow somewhere.
Did it hurt you a little bit when you saw, darn it, I scheduled my Christmas bash on the same day?
Yeah, I was a little bit like, oh, but then I saw, like, I thought everyone will be at the midnight screening, surely, which is mm-hmm. what I'm doing. Yeah. Like, actually, the one we're going to is pretty early. It's like 7 o'clock or something.
Oh, well, that's yeah. nice. Yeah, midnight screenings are rough, I think. I don't know. I find it tough to sit through them. But 7 p.m. is great.
Yeah, usually people are, like, quite drunk by the time, like, midnight comes around. They've been in line for, like, 2 hours or something.
Yeah, or just, like, feel kind of sick, like you've had 3 sodas or something.
Yeah.
Like, at a movie theater for that long.
I'm going to be going probably after this. I got to go pick up the covers for the Christmas single that I'm giving away tomorrow at the Kingfisher Blues mm-hmm. Christmas party. And then after that, I'm probably going to start getting ready for Star Wars, you know, start doing my Greedo costume or whatever. Yeah. And then off I'll go out to Richmond to see it in the IMAX.
All right. Yeah, I actually think it'll be all right.
I can't wait.
High hopes, but I think I'm not upset about it or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. We just heard the first side of No Ditching, an EP from Kingfisher Blues. How did this come about?
Oh, it's so good, isn't it? I love it. Yeah, it's some sweet, wonderful people from England. They're from a place called Durham. They're from like a village called Pity Me, which is in Durham.
Interesting.
Yeah, Pity Me. So I immediately thought, fantastic. I got to go out there and do a show in Pity Me. And I did last month or the month before. Yeah, October. But yeah, similar members to the band Martha, who are from Newcastle area as well. And I heard the tape of this, and I couldn't believe how good it was. And I immediately wrote to them, asked if I could put it on vinyl. And I did it as a collaboration with Tough Enough Records, who did the tape. They're out of Brighton, and very cool label. Cool tape label, cool records. Everything is cool.
All right, great. One thing I noticed on all the Kingfisher singles. Well, you have a consistent design, which I appreciate with record mm-hmm. labels when they have a consistent layout with the kind of white border. But then also on the singles, on the B side, there are like random statements.
Yes.
And how do those come about? Do the artists put these in, or do you just throw on?
Some artists surprisingly do not care. Sometimes if I think I can get away with it, I'll just write something and then, you know, if I really know that they don't care, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
But yeah, usually I ask the artist what they want on the B side, and if it's someone that I don't really know in person, it's always a bit weird to explain over like email, and I'll be like, so the B side of my records, the label always has like a 2 to 10 syllable statement on it. It could be anything you want. What do you want to say? And usually they go, huh? And then I send them a bunch of examples, like on the Strength Materials one in front of us, it says, sympathy butters no parsnips, which I believe is a quote from Downton Abbey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We've got the Jody Glenham one, for Francis, friends forever, apart or together.
It's very sweet. I don't know what it means. But that was Jody's contribution there. And
rhymes. It's a couplet.
It's
rhymes.
A couplet. Yeah, yeah. And it's really, really lovely little statement. Yeah, I think all my records with two sides on them have a message on the B side, and it's one of those little things where I feel like, as a record collector and a music fan, it's something I would really like.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, it's something that kind of sets it apart, makes it unique. Great. Okay, so just about wrapping up here, we're gonna close the show out with a recorded tune of yours from your debut full length.
Ooh.
Why Live. And the song is called When I Got My Face Tattoo. Before we do that, however, one more time, why is it that we brought you in here today?
You brought me in here today because I'm doing a Christmas show, and it's tomorrow, and it's at the Railway, in Vancouver, and it's $10, and 100% of the profits go to 1-800-SUICIDE and Crisis Center BC. You also get a free record for coming. There's door prizes. It's always a lot of fun. I know we've got a lot of competition tomorrow night. There's some really cool shows in town, and I wish I could go to them all, but I have to be at my show the whole night because I got some of the best fans of Vancouver, in my opinion, are playing at the Railway tomorrow, and I can't wait to see them.
Great.
Although I might sneak off after our show to
see Star Wars again.
Oh, I might go see Star Wars again. Yeah. I would say I think Gal Grayson is playing it but they're playing after my show's done, I think.
Oh, really? Is it that late?
Yeah, okay. They said they were gonna go late. I was gonna try to
Milk. That's the Milk.
Oh,
tape
is that the Milk?
Yeah, Milk tape release.
We don't need any more bands with that.
Isn't it a lot?
There's a band called Milk. There's a band called Malk. There's a band called Melk or something.
There are lots of Milk. Skim Milk.
There's like at least like four or five.
Yeah,
Milk
yeah. It actually
bands.
Is. Yeah, it's a bit of an epidemic. Okay. Anyhow, we got to wrap things up here. Thanks for coming on, playing some songs for us.
Thank you, man. It's been an absolute pleasure, Andy. Always a treat.
Yeah.
And I'm in this like cool new student union building, which I've never seen before.
Yeah. It is space age. So
I can't believe I ate a Steamrollers burrito before I came here. Steamrollers make the worst burritos in the world. They're so bad. They just
but
taste
it's
like
the,
nothing.
The home of the steamed.
Yeah, why is everything steamed? We don't need steamed rice, steamed beans, steamed lettuce. Everything there is steamed. The tortilla is steamed. Like, it is disgusting.
That's
it truly
nightmare.
Has no flavor. There's not even salt there. It's impossible. They only have one hot sauce, and it's everyone's least favorite, Frank's Red Hot.
I put that on everything.
I put that on everything.
All right. Well, thanks for coming, and Kingfish Blues show tomorrow at the Railway. This is When I Got My Face Tattoo by Tim the Mute.
Finally.